It was in 2015 when Valdez and Governor Greg Abbott first butted heads over the sheriff's position of ignoring federal immigration detainers. Valdez told a packed room of reporters at the party's headquarters in downtown Austin that she was running to help everyday Texans, those who she says fear issues ranging from health care and retirement to immigration and being deported.
For far too long, hard-working Texans have been left behind, kept out, and frankly, attacked for who they are, where they come from, and who they love.
And those are some of the reasons why Valdez says she's in.
I'm stepping up. Estoy obligada. For Texas, for everyone's fair shot to get ahead. I'm in.
Andrew White, son of the late Governor Mark White, will announce his gubernatorial candidacy at an event in Houston Thursday. Manny Garcia, deputy chairman for the Texas Democratic Party, says the White announcement should complete the field of candidates they're expecting will run for governor.
We're now happy to see that the top of the ticket is getting filled out. We look forward to a robust primary to talk about what kind of party we want to be.
Austin Democratic consultant Ed Espinosa with the group Progress Texas believes despite the late filing, a Democrat, whoever it may be, has a shot at defeating Abbott in November.
Republican votes are stagnant in this state. They have barely picked up votes in the last decade. Look at the numbers. Republicans have picked up maybe 100,000 votes in 10 years. In presidential elections, Democrats have picked up 1 million votes.
Another challenge for whoever wins the Democratic nomination for governor, the $45 million in campaign funds the Abbott campaign has collected. Valdez believes the money will not be an issue, and she will raise whatever campaign funds are necessary to win. Abbott hasn't commented directly about the Valdez announcement, but he did send out a tweet that his campaign had picked up an endorsement from the Dallas Police Association just before Valdez announced her candidacy. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.